Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to the Dream Team podcast with James Buckley. I am James Buckley. With me in the studio is our resident Welshman. It's Lloyd Griffith.
Borada, how's it going, Jimmy? You're right, mate.
Yeah, good.
I've had an absolutely cracking weekend.
Is that a good Welsh accent? Well, it sounds good to me, but what do you mean, I don't know many Welsh people.
It's absolutely, it's, you know, it's proper, isn't it? It's like it's a proper Welsh accent. That's where I'm from, isn't it? I was born in Merthyr, and then I obviously spent a lot of time in Grimsby, but then I went back to Carmarthen. So, you know, it's just absolutely brilliant to be Welsh at the moment.
It is, isn't it? It is quite good. How are you? You all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, mate, yeah.
Did you have a good weekend?
Met a guy on Friday night, lovely bloke, and he is called Rob Stokes. And he collects goalkeeping paraphernalia. So like, he collects goalkeeping gloves,
okay.
Goalkeeping glove bags.
Whenever someone says paraphernalia, I just think of drugs.
No.
It's for when police can't actually find any actual drugs. When they do a raid, they go, well, there was a lot of drug paraphernalia. Spoons.
We found four mirrors in his house and four spoons. Well, yeah, that's just like a normal house, mate. Still paraphernalia. So he had some non-drug goalkeeping paraphernalia.
Yeah.
He collects like old Royce gloves. So he's got like original Peter Schmeichel Royce gloves and like David Siemens gloves from back in the day.
Don't know. This means nothing to me.
You don't know Peter Schmeichel?
I know Peter Schmeichel is. I didn't know his brand of gloves.
Yeah, so like he's got Royce, Soucan Sports, Sondico, All Sport. Like,
oh. Did you say Sondico? Yeah, is that how it's supposed to be?
Well, I think so. What do you say?
Sondico, yeah.
No.
I mean, I haven't said that word out loud for probably 15 years.
I say it about three times a day.
Yeah.
Go on, strap on some Sondicos, love.
Just used to love finger saves. Adidas finger saves.
Not good.
Oh, they were well good. I felt indestructible.
No.
I was such a good goalkeeper. When I was like 12 years old and I had a pair of Adidas finger saves, no one could get past me. I was so confident.
But that's just the thing, because you've got metal in the gloves, so you feel like you're a transformer or like a...
Robot, yeah.
A robot, yeah. And it's like when Predators first came out, and the original Predators...
Little bumps on them.
Like, but so many bumps on them, like a hedgehog bump. And if you look at them now, I go, that's absolutely ridiculous.
Sort of a gimmick, wasn't it?
Such
what
a good glove.
What boots do you wear now?
I wear Nike Tempos.
Okay.
Because I've got wide, fat feet.
Right.
And they're the only ones that fit. And I wear Royce gloves. So that's where I'm knocking at the moment. What boots do you wear?
I'm Copa Mundials. I've been wearing Copa Mundials for...
So nice, aren't they?
I'd probably say nearly 2 decades.
Really?
Now, these Copa Mundials are about 5 years old, but they look brand spanking new.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you use dubbing?
Dubbing? What's that?
Well, dubbing is like your boot polish.
I've never washed boots.
What?
No. Just used to let them dry and then just smack them against the wall.
No, that isn't... You have no respect for boots. What? I'd go to Intersport in Grimsby. I'd get me either Predators or Copa Mundials, or I'd get Puma Kings. Absolutely
I used
beautiful.
To have Puma Kings, the little AstroTurf.
Oh, such a good...
But they were my, like, going out trainers.
Going out trainers?
Yeah, honestly, when I was, like, 12 years old, they were my special trainers that I'd wear, like...
No, they're Umbro Specials, they're special trainers, yeah.
Puma Kings, Adidas Popper tracksuit bottoms.
The strippers.
And probably a Ben Sherman.
Yeah, why not? The little
tag on it, yeah.
Oh, yeah, big time.
But what a combination that is.
I
football boots, popping jogging bombs, and a nice shirt.
I remember at a school disco in Grimsby. I went to the posh school in Grimsby. I went to St James. It was a school disco. I was in love with a girl called Lauren Sturgides, since married and has now got 2 kids. But I'm fine with that, and I have let it go.
Did you still hang outside her house?
No, not outside her house. Outside her parents' house. I was at a school disco once, and my mum had got me some new clothes from the catalogue.
Nice.
From Little Woods or Freeman's. I can't remember which one it was. And they weren't the popper ones, but they were the Adidas tracksuit ones with the three things all the way down. I literally wear all black and white. I have black and white sambas, black T-shirt with the white stripes down it. And I just remember going up to them, I'm like, hello, do you want a dance? She just looked at me down and she went, no. I was like, okay, see you later.
Well, fuck her then.
Yeah, I tried to. Yeah. And that was what I was trying to do, mate, when I was 12, but that never happened.
Do you want to tell us what's coming up on the show?
Coming up on the show, James's second favourite feature, but closely coming up to first favourite feature, Lloyd's One Hit Wonders. And today, we are giving away a prize. James, do you know what the prize is?
I'll let you say it, because it's quite exciting.
This is crazy. We are giving away an Xbox.
It's an Xbox One, yeah? We're not going to give away circa 2002 Xbox. Although that would still be cool.
Plus, it's heating up in the Euro Dream Team Podcast League. Can my team, Fat Matter, overthrow Gary, the worthless Precious, and win the title? We'll find out.
And Gordon Smart will be popping in at some point. He's like a sort of old man in a cupboard, really, Gordon Smart, isn't he? We just sort of...
Yeah, but with a job.
Yeah. He's very busy. Someone's done something in politics this morning.
Oh, I don't follow that.
No, me neither.
Shall we have a quick sweepstake, me and you? What do you think he's wearing?
Well, it'll be a shirt and tie and some tight trousers.
Yeah, what colour shirt?
White.
What colour tie?
Black.
I was going to say that. Right,
yeah,
that's what he wears.
He's a man in black.
I'm going to go for grey shirt.
Not a grey shirt.
No, rescind that. Blue shirt.
Yeah, blue maybe.
With a burgundy tie.
And like a navy blue trouser.
Yeah, navy blue trouser. Like he's in the RAF.
Yeah.
And you're going black and white.
I'm going black and white, yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Well, let's see what happens. And the winner gets an Xbox. Yeah, that's the new game. That's the real quiz. Can I plug my shows on this?
Yeah.
Or not?
And now Lloyd's going to do some shameless plugging.
Hi there, my name's Lloyd Griffith. Guys, if you're listening, well, you are. I'm doing previews at the moment all over the place. I'm doing previews at Bath, in Brighton, in Bristol, in Leicester, in Scunthorpe, in Amersham, 3 in London, Derby, Sheffield. Go on lloydgriffith.com. They're all about a fiver, and I'm doing my new show, Lloyd Griffith is a Keeper. It's got a bit about football in it, by that time I met Lionel Messi. Have I mentioned that, mate? I've met Lionel Messi.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I have, yeah. Ryan Giggs.
In fact, you haven't mentioned it. I think I've mentioned it.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to talk about it, so I've written a show about it instead. Yeah. So do come and see me, and you can touch me at the end as well, if you want, in a completely, you know, nice kind of like lads kind of way, not in a, you know, weird way. So just come and buy tickets, really, lloydgriffith.com, and the ticket links will be on there.
Hey, let's talk about Wales, because they're going to win the Euro 2016 tournament. It was good, wasn't it?
It was good, yes.
It was really good. I tell you what, though, a few Welsh fans that are tweeting me are getting on my nerves.
Why?
I don't know.
Same.
All I've done is been like really supportive. Like, England are rubbish, so the least I can do is try and enjoy what is an incredible story.
Yeah.
I put out a tweet because I've been listening to Gareth Bale in some interviews recently, yeah. And I'm like, oh no, I feel that he's sort of turning into your stereotypical footballer.
Yeah.
Because what I really liked about him was that he was fucking brilliant, yeah. And he seemed like, well, all right. And I'm sure he is. Like, I'm sure he's great. But there's just been. And all I did was ask a question. I was like, is it me or is he being a bit of a twat nowadays? A load of people said, no, he's just joking or whatever. And I was like, cool, brilliant, phew, thank God. Like, I hope he carries on being, you know, Gareth Bale and not the sort of prima donna Cristiano Ronaldo type. Like, yeah. I'd love him to be as good as he is, but just be a normal bloke.
Still be grounded.
Great. Yeah. Oh, God.
Abuse?
That's hypocritical. You're an England fan and you're calling out Gareth Bale on his... And I was like, didn't say anything about the England team. Didn't say anything about the Welsh team.
I just used the word twat.
I didn't even say the word twat. I just said, is he starting to turn a bit arrogant? I'm objective. I can point to England players and say, well, you're very arrogant as well. It wasn't anything to do with that.
I was just worried
about Gareth Bale,
yeah.
Because I really like him so much. And then it all turned into all this, and I was like, whoa, why are you Welsh fans that are tweeting me so obsessed with England?
Well, not obsessed with England, but they are looking after their sweetheart. He is their new Charlotte Church, and they will not have a bad word said against him.
Yeah, but that's
now,
cool.
They look after him. So anyone that's like, oh, well, you know, is he changing? But no, what are you on about? He doesn't change. You know what I mean, he's always been. That's
and I would have gone. That's a great answer. Thank you very much. Thank but you. It turned into this whole Wales England thing.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything about Wales. I didn't say anything about England. I was just talking about Gareth Bale, and then I had to remind myself, oh, this is Twitter. This is like a tiny fraction of the representation of the world, that most Welsh fans are probably like...
Lovely.
Yeah.
And don't care.
Exactly.
Speaking of Twitter...
Yes.
Got me a little blue tick.
I know.
Big G is verified now.
I know.
No more Lloyd Griffiths for anyone.
Exactly.
He's
and,
gone.
I think... And I tweeted you and I said, you know, I don't think you being involved in the Dream Team podcast and getting a blue tick are purely coincidence.
Well, I
once
mean,
you hit the big time of the Dream Team FC podcast, people start to take notice.
Oh, yeah, no, they did.
Give him a blue tick.
Everyone just needs to get behind Wales. You've got players that you support for Crystal Palace that are playing.
Joe Ledley, Wayne Hennessy, Johnny Williams, Chris Coleman.
So it's just nice, you know, to see a team that... And I've been really angry about England still. Still really angry
I'm
about
over
England.
It. I'm so over it. I've sort of just... It feels like ages
not.
Ago. I feel like the England team has stopped. If I was in that England team, I would say, sorry, wife, whoever, some supermodel or something, I don't know, I'm a footballer. I'd go, I don't want to go on holiday because I don't feel comfortable doing it. I think it's a bit disrespectful and I think it will look bad in the press and the paper and things like that.
Hmm.
Now, obviously, what they're doing is just having a holiday.
Yeah.
Like, no one should be admonished for that, but... Yeah. It is public perception. It is the way that the people feel. I do feel like I'd have the foresight and would be able to gauge. That's the thing. These people are out of touch. They're out of touch.
Mm.
You can imagine that the general public of England will be annoyed watching those absolute turkeys sunbathing in some sort of far-off exotic land that, you know, some bloke working 365 days a week has used up all his holiday so he could watch them.
Hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
I think what they need to do is the FA or whoever is in charge of them go, yeah, you're entitled to a holiday, but you are going to Butlins in Bognor Regis where there'll be England fans there and you are going to take abuse for a week.
Because they are out of touch.
And with Wales, it seems different, doesn't it?
With Wales, it's different. It's a load of people that are still feel excited and lucky to be playing football for a living.
Yeah.
And it's incredible. And you can tell they're having fun. That's not what happens with England anymore. When was the last time you saw an England team and you thought, oh, they must be having a right laugh?
You don't, do you?
It was when, the last time I saw that was when they squirted that bottle in Gazza's mouth.
And everyone's been saying, oh, this is the year of the underdog, where obviously Leicester City won the Premier League. And as revealed on Dream Team FC, the odds last summer of Leicester winning the league and Wales winning the Euros was 500,000 to 1.
Right.
Imagine sticking a couple of quid on that.
I know, yeah. So this quarterfinal has been billed as Bale versus Ronaldo.
Semi-final.
Fuck me. Almost professional then.
The way, and also, like, for listeners, like the way you kind of like delivered that, you looked like Des Lynam just turning around in your chair. You went, so this quarterfinal has been billed as Bale versus Ronaldo. It's actually a semi final. Oh, fuck off.
Oh, well, keep that in and pretend I said the word semi. In fact, I'm just going to say the word semi now, Gunther, and if you can just sort of copy and paste that. Semi. There you go. I don't know what the technical jargon is.
Is it copy and paste? Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Ronaldo's not really turned up. He looks really frustrated. He looks quite anonymous a lot of the time.
Yep.
Bale's had sort of like little glimpses of genius, but he's not had like a strong game. So I think there's more to it. I think there's more to that game.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to call it.
No.
At all.
Well, I'm going to ask you to.
Wales.
Wales.
Yeah, go on. Go on, win it.
But Wales... Obviously, form and things on paper matter for nothing, you know, when you get on the pitch. Portugal haven't won in 90 minutes yet.
Yeah.
Wales have.
Yeah.
And Wales have won more games. They've scored more goals than Portugal. So you kind of think, well, maybe this is it.
Germany, Italy. The game went on forever. It felt like it was never going to end. And also... my kids wouldn't go to bed. So there was not one point where I could concentrate on the game. Yeah. Like, even the penalty shootout, I wasn't really concentrating. But who was that guy that was trying to psych the keeper out? He dinks it a lot or something.
Pella.
And he was going to the keeper like that.
Yeah.
And then he just did the worst penalty I've ever seen in my life.
Well, I mean, you're missing, obviously, Zaza's penalty. The amount of memes and videos going around.
Yeah.
So Zaza was brought on with seconds to spare, obviously to be brought on as a penalty taker.
Yeah.
And then he did the worst run-up ever. Absolutely spooned it over the bar. And you just go, mate, you are opening yourself up to be the idiot of the tournament there.
Sorry, mate, boys.
There he is.
Hello, mate.
Sorry, boys.
Gordon Smart.
I was nearly right.
Mr. Bartley,
you're wearing jeans.
I kind of, yeah.
What colour's that tie?
It's brown. Brown shoes.
Would you say brown shoes. Burgundy?
It's close brown.
To? Yeah, it's brown.
Burgundy.
It's not Ron.
We had a little sweepstake as to what you were going to be wearing.
What
were you, really? I went blue shirt, burgundy tie. And he went white shirt, black tie.
There we go. Well, I've disappointed you. I'm sorry.
Gordon, did you see Zaza's penalty?
Oh, it's just one of the funniest moments in football, isn't it?
He's now going to be known for just being a bell end. Brought on with seconds to go to take a penalty, and all he has to do is just score a penalty. He does a dance, and then he's being made into a meme and videos for the rest of his life. That's all people remember him for.
He will be remembered.
Yeah, but not in a good way. Gunter and I came up with a list of other people that have done stuff that you think, all right, you're an absolute...
Have I got this list?
Yeah, it's on there, mate. It's on the red thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go on then.
David Dunn tried to do a Rabona and fell over when he was playing for Birmingham. Steve McLaren, I mean, he's known as being an idiot, just non-stop.
I think you say the umbrella. That was good, wasn't it?
Well, the umbrella, the Wally with the Brolly, but also, when he started doing his Dutch action when he was 20.
And that clip the other night, which was incredible, where he was talking
about... Oh, my God, that was so good.
It's awful, isn't it? It was a cracking moment. Remember when Gaza booked the referee?
Yeah,
that was
quite
funny.
He dropped his cards, didn't he?
And then the referee booked him for it.
You got Graham Pohl on here, on the list.
Same player three times.
Graham Pohl booking the same player three times. That was funny until we started getting death threats.
Yeah. Who was it that booked the Arsenal players? And it was basically you booked Oxlade-Chamberlain.
Oh yeah, that was it.
God, yeah.
It was borderline racism. Yeah. It was two black men.
Andre Mariner. And then it was Kieran Gibbs and Oxlade Chamberlain, and he booked the wrong person. And everyone was going, do we say anything? Do we call him racist in front of all these million people? Or, no, it's not the...
Who was it that got sent off?
Gibbs got sent off.
Oxlade Chamberlain was going, it's me.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, I know, exactly. Even then he was saying...
I'm not blind. Yeah. Well, no, you are. Yeah. Well, you're colourblind for a start, mate.
Does De Canio fit in there for pushing the referee over? Probably not.
I think slightly the referee different. Should go. Who was the referee?
It was the fall,
because
wasn't it?
He looked like a player trying to get a penalty.
Oh, didn't he?
The way he went down.
That's it.
He probably didn't expect that to happen. If you're a footballer, you know you're going to get pushed around. But if you're the ref...
He fell from shock.
Yeah.
He might have been having a heart attack or something, or a mini stroke or something.
So that was quite a boring game, the German Italy one, I thought.
Yeah, it was dull. What did we expect?
And there's actually quite a nice video going around where they layered all the German penalties, and you can see them take it all at the same time, and they've synced it so that they kick the ball at the same time, and you can see where they all go. It's
that's
brilliant.
Good.
It's a great
like
little, there's a great little video. I can't remember who
isn't it amazing how creative people are now.
Thank you.
Do you know what I think? I just think some of the videos that are on there are fantastic. I love Vine. Do you do much Vine?
Oh, I was just talking about Vine.
That.
Vine gets on my nerves. I like the Vine stuff where it's people that have caught stuff by accident.
Yeah.
And also the things what I was telling you where they make people jump out of a cup and do all camera
they're
tricks.
They're clever, really clever.
But when there are people going out trying to make funny Vine videos,
yeah,
gets on my nerves.
Does it?
This,
leave
the
it
one,
to the professionals.
A little bit.
The one thing that made me laugh last night, and I'm going to play it.
Rabona.
So it's the Rabona. So there was this Vine of this dog, and that was, they just pretended that he was Zaza.
Zaza.
And it just loops forever.
That is
How
brilliant.
Long did you watch that for?
I think...
Don't say that was brilliant.
Half hour.
It's
that is
nothing.
Brilliant. I love it.
It's
I love
absolutely
it's a little dog.
Nothing.
It's a little dog just like prancing around.
Yeah.
And I will watch that for, I think, a good 3 hours.
Oh, man. I mean, I'm not complaining. I'm glad that the bar's getting set lower and lower because I'll get more work. It's Drinks in Europe time. It's Drinks in Europe time.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
It's Euro Dream Team time, and also I've caught up on listening on the podcast. So why do you keep playing that fucking stupid thing of me singing all the time? Been meaning to bring that up.
You've got a professional singer here, mate. I don't know why you didn't get me in for it.
Anyway, it's everyone's favourite fantasy football game, Euro Dream Team. It's nearing its conclusion.
Sad face.
There's $100,000 worth of potential prize money up for grabs.
Happy face.
We've all entered our teams. Gordon.
I've given up. I just give up. I've got too much going on in my life to be fannying about with this guy.
Where are you?
I'm last, am I?
No, you're fifth from bottom. So
that's amazing, because I've not even looked at it for about a week with anger. This is my worst ever performance in Dream Team, and it's the one where we happen to be subjected to the scrutiny of people actually paying fucking attention to it. For fuck's sake!
Lloyd, Fat
Hello.
Matter.
Fifth in the bloody table, mate. You are actually sixth from bottom, not fifth from bottom, I've just checked.
This is inversely proportional to the amount of work we have to do during the day,
yeah.
I think. You work in the evenings.
Mainly. I do, yeah.
Yeah, so during the day, there's mainly Dream Team, a bit of telly, and then in the evenings, your work.
Bit of telly? Yeah. No, like, I Travelodges, Holiday Inns, Motels, Studio 47 in Cleethorpes, which is my mum's guest house. So if anyone needs a guest house in Cleethorpes, Studio47.com, yeah. But you know, I actually do it at night time before I go to bed. After the games, so last night I obviously saw who got erased from the thing, and I had a little wiggle around of my team last night. And my team, if I'm honest, looks pretty good.
Yeah, so like, I'm going to look at it.
So I've got Neuer in goal. Back four, Koscielny, Williams, Mangala and Guerrero. In the middle, Pogba, Payet, Ozil up front, Griezmann. I put in Robson, Kanu and Bale. I've only got three subs left. But Gary Precious, Precious off top, isn't he?
He is.
Precious is going to be very upset about
Gary
that.
Precious with his team worthless. He's been overtaken by a Jack Johnson, who was very quick to tweet me.
Was he?
Yesterday, at James Buckley. So is there any prize for winning the podcast league as I've just moved into first? Not even got a mention on the podcast.
Does he... same Jack Johnson that lives in Hawaii plays an acoustic guitar?
No, it's not. It's some big bloke with a cigar.
Not the same Jack Johnson who... Grimsby Town fan who works for holidaylettings.co.uk?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. So I put... We're recording a new episode tomorrow, so if you're top, you'll probably get a mention. Lovely. No prizes for winning, though. I went, well, you'll win money or something if you win the league.
It's just bragging rights.
Oh, so the podcast league is just for fun.
I'm still outside the top 40. Finally, Lewandowski scored a goal quickly before he exited the tournament. And I knew that was going to happen. Because they scored first, didn't they, Poland? And I thought,
yeah.
Oh, they're going to get knocked out now.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Lewandowski scored a goal.
Oh, yeah.
But yes, Jack Johnson, here you go, you are being mentioned. I hope this pleases you. Anyway, we're giving away an Xbox One to one of our loyal listeners. To win, all you have to do is tweet at Dream Team FC, sharing a link to the podcast on iTunes, and you must use the hashtag catflaphands.
Can I spell it out for them?
Yeah, sure.
Hashtag CATFLAPHANDS, catflaphands.
If you've been listening to us during the Euros or if you've just been watching England, you'll know who that hashtag is about.
Jolly bro.
So, to reiterate, tweet at Dream Team FC, share a link of the podcast on iTunes and use the hashtag CatFlapHands. We will pick someone at random that has done those things and you will win an Xbox.
So can I just ask, so I just have to tweet at Dream Team FC with a link in that and the hashtag CatFlapHands.
The link has to be to the podcast on iTunes.
Yeah, and that's all I have to do to win an Xbox.
That's it, mate.
Wow, James, that sounds like an excellent deal. Glenn Hoddle. Yeah. Right, Glenn Hoddle. He is, he's been in line for
is
the...
Is he going to be
oh, my days. He looks like a bloke who has got a car dealership in the Algarve, who has been living in Spain or Portugal for the last 15, 20 years. Yeah. He's grown a mullet.
Regrown one.
Yeah, yeah, he he's, had that song, didn't he?
Diamond Lights.
Yeah, what's his name?
Chris Waddle.
Chrissy Waddle, that's it. Yeah.
So, earlier in the tournament, he created the word outpossessioned, and then last night, he used the word fatigueness.
Fatigueness!
I mean,
They're all bad for that. Danny Mills does it all the time, so does Robbie Savage. They just don't have a grasp of English language.
I tell you, what's his name? Broke the beat up Ulrika Johnson. Stan Collymore. So he,
Hunter from Glen
He
Acres.
Has the vocabulary of about four words.
Yeah.
And I remember I tried, because I'm an avid TalkSport listener, I even tweeted in for Clips of the Week for it to be put on Clips of the Week. Never got anything back. But he said, you know, they should be excited. They should be up for it. That, you know, the passion should be seeping from their. And I'm thinking, pause. And he went, orifices.
Orifices. Do you think Glenn Hoddle could be the next manager?
He can't be. He did all that thing about disabled people.
Yep.
He did that song.
You read Gary Neville's book?
No.
Yeah, because there's quite a lot in that about when Hoddle was the England manager and how he used to make them walk around the pitch in a certain direction because it was part of the faith healing. Eileen Drury, that's the lady.
It's like crystals and things
like
that.
Yeah, and she'd come up and touch them on the heart. And say, give me the energy. All that carry on. That can't be forgotten, right? The guy has got terrible views. You know, he was sacked for a reason, wasn't he?
If he submits his CV for the England job, he's got to delete a few things, hasn't he? He's got to go, so can we just go back to the bit where you talked about the disabled people and the faith healing? What? You seem to have missed out on your CV.
He must be in that bracket of sort of disgraced older generation football
but
people.
But do you believe in redemption? Do you think the man has a chance to do it again? He's forgiven for his sins.
I mean, we shouldn't be talking about redemption, about what he's done in the past. I mean, the irony of that.
What he should do is go and retire in the Middle East and cover football out there.
No matter how much you are still keeping football, I think you've still got to keep in football management or at least kind of
it's just someone that's been wheeled out by ITV lately because there's been a tournament and he was forgotten about.
There are more people that I'd like to see as England manager, and
but I think Bardu's could be, I know he's Palace manager, but he could be in that bracket as well.
He was ruled out after that dance for me.
Well, there's that. Also, he kept saying the word rape on Match of the Day. Like, stop saying it.
I didn't see that.
Someone got tackled and he went, and he's absolutely raped him.
Oh, God.
Stop saying rape.
I had a bit of a scrap with him. Did I mention this before?
You had a scrap with
Pardew? A bit of a scrap with Pardew. Yeah, I played in a Crystal Palace Legends it was a ropey celebrity team if I was in it right enough. Right.
Were you in the celebrity team?
Yeah, okay. And I played against Pardew and we had a bit of a ding-dong because we were both playing centre midfield and it was getting quite physical and I just kept kicking him and he wasn't liking it. And then, there was one moment where we both went into a 50-50 and it ended up with him grabbing me by the throat going, it's a charity match, Alan.
Why do those things get
It's a charity match, Alan.
I was playing, the only time I did that soccer six thing at Stamford Bridge, I got into a thing with Jeff Brazier.
Oh.
Because he was walking backwards. And I was sort of like playing up to, like I'm supposed to be cheeky chappy playing up to the crowd. And he was walking backwards like from a goal kick. So I just stuck my foot out. and he fell over and went right over. And he went, "You were fucking next, you cunt." And I went, "What? I was like, I was just having a laugh with you. It was just a joke."
It's the worst thing about that thing, isn't it?
I think
the Jonathan Wilkes sort of, this is the biggest moment of your life playing in a charity football game.
I played in Omid's team a few years back, where Tamar Hassan nearly punched Ollie Mercer's tour manager. And we had Brian McFadden on our team as well, who was like the tour manager's best mate. And Brian was like, "Mid, leave it alone. Just take it." So, and he go, "Guys, it's for charity."
I know.
It's for charity.
Pardew had me by the throat and I was like, "Alan, this is a charity match.
Yeah.
Do you really think this is appropriate?"
Also, he should have had a bit of foresight.
Yeah.
Well, maybe thought, "Oh, it'd be nice to call them." It is Celebrity Roulette, where we pick a celebrity at random and Gordon Smart has to tell us an anecdote. about that celebrity. So we've got a big wheel full of every single celebrity in existence that's ever lived.
Massive wheel.
It's huge. It's a great big wheel. So we're going to spin it now.
Oh, God, that hurt.
Who is it? It's just looking. Oh, it's Bono! Bono of U2.
I've got lots of good Bono stories to tell, actually.
Good.
There's a football related one. It'd be about 6 years ago, maybe 7 years ago, when U2 were on tour and they played. I think it was the 360 tour. It was called 360 Degree Tour. Remember
Didn't
that
they
one?
Have some? Oh, because they were in
like
the middle, weren't they?
An upside down spider, wasn't it? In the middle of the room. Yeah. It was amazing. And Noel rang up and said, in fact, it was right after Oasis had split up. And he said, what are you doing this weekend? And my missus was away. And I said, nothing. He said, right, we're going to go and see U2 at Wembley. You fancy it? Right, magic. Went along to Wembley. And it was one of those where you get the proper access, right? So in the dressing room and stuff.
Wow.
And that was the Friday night we went to see them the first time. We went into the dressing room and it was just like an unbelievable who's who of famous folk, like Roman Abramovich, Bill Clinton, Salman Rushdie, Damien Hirst, Bob Geldof. It was just ridiculous, you know, just an amazing, amazing. So we got really mean, it was really, really steaming. And he said, come on, we'll go and speak to Abramovich. And I was like, all right, this sounds like a really bad idea, you know, slightly pissed. So we wandered across, and Abramovich's missus does all the translating for him. So Noel goes across and sort of shakes, we shake hands with him, and he says, tell him to Dasha Zukova, I think she's called, can you tell him I'm a Man City fan, and Man City, I've got more money than him. And she kind of rolls her eyes and turns around, and then Russian says to Roman Abramovich, you know, and Abramovich puts his hand in his pocket, pulls out a wallet and slapped Noel in the face with it, right? But in a way that was just a little bit more than friendly,
right,
you know?
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of like, oh, you fucker. That happened in a pub, it would have been a proper duster.
What did Noel do?
He laughed, and we were both pissed, so it was really funny, and I was pissing, like really laughing about it. So this awkward conversation sort of carries on a bit, where we're obviously enjoying it a lot more than he is, and then this bloke comes across, this massive lump of a bloke with an earpiece, and just said, Mr. Gallagher, Mr. Smart, could you leave Mr. Abramovich alone now?
Like, yes.
All right. I go across the bond and go, fucking hell, that's a bit scary. But it was amazing. And then we went out that night, stayed out all night, and then decided to go again on Saturday and stayed out all night. And they had the hire home house, had this party both nights back there, which was incredible. You know, the cast of The Commitments were there, and just an amazing, amazing
Where's
piss
home
up.
House?
It's up in up near Marylebone, up that kind of neck of the woods.
Oh yeah, okay, yeah.
I can't imagine Bono drinking.
Good fun. No, he gets a really hard time, right? Folks slag him off, but I've never met a more friendly, generous, funny, entertaining character in all my time. He's so kind.
So it's now time for the incredible feature, Lloyd's One Hit Wonders. Yeah. The Euros have always been a shop window for players to get to the Premier League, where they inevitably end up doing nothing. So clearly Pep Guardiola, he's been listening to us three banging on, because we recommended Spain's Nolito a couple of weeks ago, and Man City have taken him to the Etihad. And Pep Guardiola put out that tweet, did you see it this week, saying it was always a dream to play here. I'm so glad that I've finally achieved my dream. It's like,
talking about United?
And he goes, mate, Pep, That stadium didn't exist when you were a kid. I think you mean Man United, and you've gone to the wrong place. So I'm going to talk about a couple of Euro blasts from the past. Now, can you remember Theo Zagorakis?
No,
you can't, and that's why he.
I'm going to assume he's Greek.
Yes, mate. Well, bloody done. You should go on QI. He captained Greece to the shock Euro 2004 win. He was named also Player of the Tournament. At that point, he was actually coming towards the end of his career. He'd already played for Leicester, which I think is like the sign that you're ready to start doing your badges. Bologna signed him after the tournament. That didn't work out. They're relegated. And now, post football, he's a politician and he's a member of the European Parliament.
Well, it's going well for Greece in the European arena, isn't
it? So, I mean, his career has just gone from strength to strength.
Yes, yeah.
The other one I want to talk about, Thomas Brolin.
Oh, Brolin, Dalian Brolin.
He was the star, or one of the stars, of Euro 92. Mm-hmm. 3 years later, he signed for Leeds for £4.5 million. He immediately fell out with Howard Wilkinson. He wasn't turning up for training, apparently, and he was later voted by fans of Leeds United as the worst ever player. And just when it looked like Brolin couldn't find a club stupid enough to sign him, after Leeds, he signed for Crystal Palace. Played 13 games for Palace in 98. He then retired from football at the age of 28. So two blasts from the past. Player that I think has stood out, and we talked about him earlier. Whether he's going to be the next Gareth Bale or the next Zagorakis. Hal Robson-Kanu.
Yeah.
Hal Robson-Kanu.
He's signing for Everton.
Is he signing for Everton?
Yeah, apparently so.
Oh, my days. But he scored that amazing little Cruyff turn the other night, and boom. Been released by Reading this summer. and apparently his agent's phone hasn't stopped ringing since.
What are Reading thinking, eh? Imagine that.
There was talk of Leicester signing him, but have Everton signed him? Or?
Yeah, that's the story for tomorrow's paper, yeah. And, of course, the son of Brian Robson and the Wank Wukanu.
There you go. I mean, you heard that story here first.
Thank you, Gordon, for joining us.
It's been a pleasure in your company,
again,
boys. I like to see you both. Something I look forward to in my week.
It's nice. We need to do some stuff. We need to do some boys' nights out. We need to do a podcast from your mum's hotel.
Yeah.
We need to come see you do stand up in up in Edinburgh as well.
Yeah, I'd love that. I'd like to come and see Grimsby with you as well on away day.
That'd be good fun.
I'd like to go to a Palace game with you and Steve Parish as well. In fact, should we all go, Lloyd?
Yeah.
Your kids are just a bit too young to go to the football, aren't
they? Yeah, I don't want to take... I'm waiting. Yeah. I don't want to take them when they're too young, and then it's like all they can remember is sitting in the pissing rain for an hour and a half being freezing. I want to let them...
That's how you support Grimsby.
I know, but you need to...
Fish!
You need to get them into that, but yeah. Thanks for listening, whoever you are, and...
Gary Precious. Jack Johnson.
Yeah, Jack Johnson, you got another mention. Well done. We'll be back. I think we're doing another one this week, so we'll be back later in the week at some point. Don't forget about the Xbox competition. Make sure you log on to... It's an antiquated term, isn't it? To make sure you dial up and check out the DreamTeamFC.com website.
forward slash
That's it from us, from me, Gordon and Lloyd.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye and good luck. Do you get bored of me asking you about Noel Gallagher?
No, I get embarrassed because I always worry that I sound like I'm talking about him all the time.
No,
like,
but that's all I talk to you about.
It was nice what he did this week for Carolina Hearn, I thought. That was nice.
Oh,
mate, yeah, I watched somebody filmed it on their phone, and it sent shivers down my spine.
Because he was in New York, and I texted them and told him that she was dead, and he didn't know. And, you know, I think what he did was, of all the tributes, probably the most touching, I thought.
Yeah.
He always says that he doesn't feel like that's his song anymore. He feels like it's the royal family.
Really?
Yeah.
I remember watching it when I was a kid, and it was like exactly what growing up in Grimsby was like.
Yeah.
It was exactly that. It was like my auntie.
Everybody knows a Jim Royal,
don't they? It was my auntie Binny's house, and my auntie Binny was actually Jim Royal, and she had that sofa that she only sat on, and like we all had our little like places, and it was always me having to make the tea. Carolyn Hearn, I mean, loved her. One of my favourite things, and I had to ask my mum a few questions when she did the Brits, and she came on, and she was like, "Now, bit serious, Charlie, if Charlie's here, can you get backstage? Because everyone's asking for you. It's Charlie this, Charlie that." And I obviously didn't know what they meant, and I'd watched, I think, Trainspotting a few months before. I was like, "Right, sit down," and then I got the drug equivalent of the birds and the bees.
There you go.
But it was just, you know, she had the balls to do it.
It's 2016 strikes again for every like talented genius that keeps getting taken away.
Yeah,
we're left with the likes of me.
So, I don't know, James.
It's been an unfair year.
I think your best days are in front of you. I've got a feeling about you. I wouldn't be here otherwise.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.